Welcome to First Turn, where we play board games for the first time and discuss our immediate reactions. It's like book club, but for board games. I'm Eric, and with me is Kate, Kiwi, and BP.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Today we're going to be playing Coney, designed by Giampaolo Razzino, and the artist is Mirko Properzi, and it's published in 2024 by Little Rocket Games. I just love all the names in that hole. In Coney, you play the role of a rabbit farmer. Each player must set up their own rabbit farm by placing rabbit cards in a 3x3 grid according to the unique placement rules on the card themselves. The farmer with the most points wins. The mechanics are endgame bonuses, hand management, open drafting, pattern building, and set collection. All right, and the box art?
All right, we have rabbits. they're out and about enjoying a lovely field of flowers. We have a variety. There's a white rabbit, a black, dark grayish rabbit, and like a brownish spotted rabbit. Some nice wildflowers, perhaps a super bloom. And again, another lovely landscape scene with mountains. Yeah, it's cute. It looks like a little kid's book cover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But,
would you like to tell me more about the rabbits?
One is standing up on back legs.
One's like laying down.
Yeah.
One's like sitting up.
The postures.
One's having a snack.
Calico rabbits? Yeah. Are they similar to calico cats?
I don't know.
Or like, because aren't calico cats generally always female?
Yeah.
So are calico rabbits the same thing? I'm not going to be Googling calico rabbits.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Based off all this, would you pull it off a shelf? Kate?
Yes. It's different. I don't think we've played a bunny game yet. So, yeah. I'm curious.
I'm a yes, rabbits. Mm-hmm. And that box art is very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to join those rabbits in that field.
Mm-hmm.
BP?
I'm a yes as well. Pattern building, rabbits. Yes.
She was doing my job with the show notes because I was busy looking up calico rabbits.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm also a yes. Like the box art looks nice and bunnies are fun. And I think Kate's right. I don't think we've really played anything with like a bunny type theme.
All right. How do we think it's played? We are rabbit farmers. It's something open to do with drafting, a 3x3 grid. We draft things.
Well, it says rabbit cards, so we draft cards with rabbits on them. Calico rabbits don't like to be next to the black rabbits.
Mm. Are there other things besides rabbits, or is it just like rabbits? We have to pair friends of rabbits.
Do we need to feed them?
Do we need to feed the rabbits? I think that would be a good idea.
If you want to keep the rabbits.
What do we feed them?
Carrots?
Carrots.
Yeah.
Lettuce.
So we're going to have to draft rabbits and food. The pattern is what rabbits like to be next to their friends. And like, you know, mm-hmm. you don't want to be next to the rabbit that hogs all the carrot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What do you think an end game bonus is for rabbit farming?
Most happy rabbits.
Most calico rabbits.
Rabbits, however, the same three color combination can occur in both males and females.
Mm.
Where in cats, it's generally exclusively female due to genetic markers. But you can have a male calico cat. They're just very rare.
Right.
All right. Okay. The history of rabbits in a field.
So Coney Island was first settled by European explorers in the 1500s. It was first used for animal herding in the 1600s. There was even you know, some shifting sand and some canals and a bridge made it a lot easier to get the cows over for grazing. It was by the early 1800s that you started to set it up as kind of the Coney Island we know today with resort development. The first resort was built in the early 1800s, and very quickly, many other resorts were built to the town. There were railroads. The first railroad, in fact, to reach Coney Island opened in 1864. And over the next 13 years, four more railroads were built specifically to transport visitors to Coney Island. It started off being a resort town for the middle class and the wealthy. It was in the later 19th century, between 1880 and World War II, that it became the world's, not the world's largest, but the largest amusement area in the United States, attracting several million visitors a year. It had three competing major amusement parks, Luna Park, Dreamland, and Steeplechase Park, as well as Independence. It also boasted some of the newest technology in the area, including electric lights, roller coasters, and baby incubators.
Oh, yeah.
I know, I remember that too.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. The first decade of the 20th century was seen as the top getaway and a symbol of America's increasing pride. It was, again, by the 1870s, probably in 1880s, when you start to see some of the Brooklyn Rapid Transit Company electrify the steam railroads to connect Brooklyn to Manhattan via Brooklyn Bridge, and then beginning you could quickly then take the train out to Coney Island as well, so that many of, especially day trippers, could get there in a couple of hours versus previously by carriage when it was mostly for the wealthy, half a day. In fact, one of the railroad rides, you could get there for 35 cents. So it became a major attraction for those living in tenements to get out of the hot, sweltering city and go to the beach. So there you go. Coney Island was in its heyday, late 19th century, early 20th century, and has been kind of going through some regentrification in the last kind of couple of decades.
All right. So we are rabbit farmers, rabbit herders, rabbit shepherds. Rabbit people? The first player is the last to have pet an adorable bunny. Uh-huh. Can anybody remember the last time they petted a pet an adorable bunny?
I had one growing up.
We had one growing up as well. Or maybe it was in my mom's class and we would just have it on weekends. They were bitey.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Rabbits do bite a lot.
But I don't, I mean, that would have been like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a long time. No, longer than that, because I was still in Newport News the first time. Yeah, I don't remember.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Should we time. Should we go alphabetical by birth city?
Birth city closest to Long Island, to Coney Island.
Oh, well, I mean, that would I think probably still be you, Kate, right?
Yeah. No, but yeah. I don't know that I want to go.
I think I'm up the river, so. all right, so Kate's going to go first. So, all right, so on a player's turn, they're going to take one of three actions. They can restock. So the player will discard one or more cards from their hand. They'll then draw one of the face-up market cards or from the top of the draw pile until they have four cards in their hand. Newly acquired cards cannot be discarded during this turn. Players then take two resources from the supply. You can reserve up to two cards from your hand by placing them face up in front of you, but not in your farm. They don't count against your hand, but if you don't play them by the end of the game, they're negative victory points. So that's your first option that you can do. Your second option is you can play rabbits. So cards previously placed in your farm can be traded. They'll have trade values on them. And cards in your hand are reserved, cannot be traded. The player can then play up to two rabbits into their farm from their hand or reserve cards as long as you can pay the resource cost. So Any two resources can take the place of one specific resource. They have to be placed orthogonally to another card, except for the first time playing a rabbit card. They must meet the placement rules as listed on the card, and some rabbits have immediate abilities that trigger when played. Or the player can place one rabbit card face down as a rabbit hutch for two resources. It ignores placement rules. No rabbits can be played if a hutch is played. So you can either play two rabbits or play a hutch, but you can't play a hutch and a rabbit. So that's your second option. And then your last option is growth. So you can activate all during growth or some in-game abilities. So some in-game abilities will be like, put a carrot on this card, and then you'll get points for all the carrots you have on that card at the end of the game. The game end is triggered when a player completes their 3x3 farm grid with 9 cards. All remaining players take their turn so that the round is complete and all players have an equal number of turns. Victory points are earned from each rabbit card in the farm. For victory points on in-game coupons, which are on the rabbit cards, collected store logos. So a lot of the rabbit cards are going to have different store logos on them, I guess, where you buy rabbits or food or rabbits and food. You'll get one victory point for every 3 resources. And finally, you'll lose 2 victory points for every card you still have reserved. And the player with the highest score is the winner, and the tie goes to the player with the most resources. And those are all the rules.
Well, let's play.
We just finished a game of Coney. To recap, BP had 17 rabbit points. Kiwi had 20 bunny points. I had 25 highly selective Rabbit Academy points. And Kate had 26
cute rabbit points.
Cute rabbit points. winning strategy, Kate.
I don't think I had one. I think I spent a fair amount like learning how the actions worked and why I would ever want to trade or reserve. Right. It took me a while to even get there. So I don't know. I guess what was a good strategy was trying to take advantage of playing rabbits and making sure you played two when you could, and like balancing that with the growth to get all the resources needed in order to then play two cards in your next go round.
Yep. I actually had a bit of a strat. Like, well, I mean, started with cute rabbits and that didn't work.
Yeah.
So then I tried to get a few growth cards, and then I kind of just had a rabbit engine and I never had to do the restock. And so then getting a rabbit that lets you like get points for the growth for putting things on them. And then just keep doing growth to get cards and resources. That kind of worked. You guys?
I played not enough cards that had growth on them, so yeah. I constantly struggled for resources. So I feel like that really set me back.
Same. I was just playing cute rabbits that wanted to be next to each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, struggled for resources.
Okay. Theme, did you feel like a rabbit farmer?
No.
Yeah, I don't know what a rabbit farmer is supposed to feel like.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of a theme that comes in because you are getting rabbit cards and they're cute. And so you're talking about that and you're feeding them carrots, sort of. you feed them once. To entice them to join your farm, and then you don't have to feed them
again.
I had
a whole different lore going in my head.
yeah, but a lot of it, I was like, yeah, I don't think it works like this. I don't know that a rabbit is that selective about where you place them in relation to other rabbits.
They also all sit in their one spot.
Yeah, they don't move.
Yeah. you guys, anything on theme?
No, I... Yeah, no.
Yeah. Table presents, though.
The bunnies are super cute. The carts are definitely cute. Until you cover them with carrots, you get to see all the cute different bunnies. I think we oohed and awed our way through the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree.
The only, Yeah, I think the only thing I wish is that, you know, they were clearly different breeds of rabbits. Mm. So I would have liked to have known, like, oh, this is a northern equine white rabbit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Have like a little rabbit fact about northern equine
rabbit
white rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah, rabbit facts. Yeah. That would have been, nice.
Been good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that. It was cute. But, mechanics, Kiwi?
I think the biggest mechanic that we haven't seen before is like, and we've probably seen it places, but like the idea of like, okay, I have to have stuff that, you know, I have to match this rabbit's requirements and this mm-hmm. rabbit's requirements. And that's the puzzle. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure we've played anything exactly like that. Maybe like similar to ways, but you know, usually it's like, okay, this is how it has to be placed. But then after you place it, it doesn't matter. It continued to matter even after you mm-hmm. placed it. So that made it for a more interesting puzzle, I feel like.
Yeah, I agree. That core puzzle was pretty good. It may have had a little too much. The reserve, I don't think, was really necessary. I think maybe if they cut that out, it would feel a little more streamlined. But I think the core one, once I figured it out, that was kind of a fun puzzle.
Yeah, just the same. I think the combination of actions in the action you chose was interesting as well. Yeah. Just like, you know, trade goes with playing, reserving goes with restocking. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Different. It was fun to build a rabbit engine. Mm-hmm. rules. How was it learning the game?
It was harder than expected. Yeah. I thought light. I mean, it wasn't too hard, but it was a little bit harder than I thought. Yeah. Going into it, I thought it was just going to be, you know, placing rabbit cards. But as we just described, the puzzle involved was tricky and especially took you a couple turns to wrap your head around it.
Yeah, I agree. It took longer than I thought. And yeah, it was kind of a slow start, but BP?
I don't really have anything to add. You know, I think, yeah, it looks like it's going to be this light, cute, almost, I think Kate had said, you know, kind of kids illustration story on the front, but it's not. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some puzzle there to think about. So
yep. I'll say the wording on cards left a little bit of ambiguity.
Yeah.
How they might play.
We did have to look that up.
Yeah. So on the rule book, I assume.
Yeah. And even then, like, the whole wording bit, we had to make our best guess because there's nothing in the rule book that specifically spells out like, you know, we came to the conclusion because it made the most sense that comments delineated different requirements.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if it said like no brown and black, then you wanted to make sure that you weren't next to a brown and a black rabbit. Mm-hmm. But you could read that as don't want to be next to a brown rabbit, but I do want to be next to a black rabbit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there would need to be a comma. And I also noticed that it would probably say at least one black rabbit or max one black rabbit.
Right.
So that part. So that was a little bit annoying. And then, you know, thankfully I figured it out before we really got started, but we didn't really have the game completely set up right. So we had to go back and redo that. But that was more on me, not necessarily the rule book.
Yep. Player interaction, there's not much, if any. I mean, other than the drafting, but there were enough rabbits that it didn't really impact me. Mm-hmm. Or maybe could have been more simultaneous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. Yeah, if there wasn't the drafting.
Anybody else in player interaction?
No.
At one point I remember saying, oh wow, Eric's got almost a full board. Like I had not paid attention to
anybody else's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you play it again, BP?
Yes, I liked the puzzle a lot. It reminds me of those logic games of, you know, if so-and-so, you know, knew so-and-so, would they do X, Y, or Z? So, yes. And they're cute.
Kate?
Yeah, exact same answer. Yeah, it's a fun puzzle. I definitely want to play it again now that I kind of understand it even more. Yep. And it's so cute. I'll make you rabbits.
I'm a yes. It was a slow start, but I think once it started to make sense, I thought it was pretty fun. Kiwi?
I'm going to go with a no.
Wow.
That being said, it's not a strong no. Okay. Like if the three of you were like, hey, let's play Coney, like I'm not going to be like, okay, well, I'm going to go downstairs and do something else. Like I will play it again with you guys, but I'm not going to be the one who suggests it. You guys are going to have to suggest it. And that's fine.
There's no worker placement.
Yeah. So I'm still going to go no. But like I said, it's not a strong, emphatic no. It's not a skulls no.
Gosh, thank goodness.
Yep. All right. That was Coney.
So if you have any recommendations of games you would like to hear our impressions on, please send them our way. You can do that via email at firstturntabletop@gmail.com, or we are on the formerly known as Twitter and Instagram at firstturncast. And the podcasting camel says, as he's munching on a carrot, hanging out with the rainbow rabbits, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcatchers. We look forward to hearing from you. Play more games.
I have to give back my rabbits.
I'm going to take your carrots too, Kate.
After an exhaustive search, we'd like to thank all of the candidates, but we've made our selection for the final spot of our rabbit academy. You will immediately place a carrot to your friend, your new neighbor, because you're just a wonderful member of the community.
I am ready to commit to a rabbit.